You are listening to the Texas Standard.
Once upon a time, Labor Day marked the traditional start of election season. It's hard to believe that with 24-hour news cycles and more people tuned into social media, it seems like elections are just nonstop, right? Well, these days, I suppose you could say Labor Day signals the final sprint for those running for office to reach voters before they head to the polls in November. In which case, perhaps it's wise to ask, how are the midterms shaping up here in Texas? For that, we're joined by Jim Riddlesberger. He's political science professor from Texas Christian University. Professor Riddlesberger, welcome back to The Standard.
Well, thank you for having me.
Let's start with the U.S. Senate. Incumbent Republican Ted Cruz and Democratic challenger Congressman Beto O'Rourke. Polls are tightening dramatically in this race. And then on Friday, President Trump tweeting he's going to come to Texas to campaign for Ted Cruz in the biggest stadium they can find. you think that seat could go blue in November?
Well, it certainly is possible. Texas has obviously is changing demographically, and we saw a squeezing of the Republican majority in the 2016 election. So it is moving a little bit in that direction, but still Trump won by a comfortable 9%. Of course, the midterm electorate's a little different, and fewer people vote in the midterms than vote in the presidential elections. But certainly the polls suggest that it's a fairly tight race. I think the undercurrents in Texas still favor Republicans, but of course Senator Cruz is an individual, and people have opinions about him that are separate from his party affiliation. And Beto O'Rourke is a candidate with some charisma, and he seems to appeal to a broad audience.
And of course, there's the wild card Trump factor, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the elections are always referendums in part about the president. So one of the fundamental changes from 2016 to 2018 is that 2016, you know, the undercurrent issue in 2016 was Obama. The undercurrent issue in 2018 is clearly Trump.
You know, there's an article in The Atlantic this morning that caught our attention. The headline said, "This race in Houston is the future of Texas politics." And they were talking about District 7, which is currently held by Republican John Culberson. But there's a Democratic challenger, Lizzie Fletcher, who is turning it into a close race. How so and why?
Well, the big fight this year, and this is true nationally as well as in Texas, is what's going to happen with suburban voters. You know, traditionally, the suburban voters have been solidly Republican, but they've been trending towards the Democrats in recent years. And it's partly because of the nature of the two coalitions. And more educated voters tend to be trending a little bit towards the Democrats at this point. So we see that both in suburban Houston and in suburban Dallas, where we have two incumbents running for re-election, Pete Sessions and John Culberson, in districts that Hillary Clinton actually carried in the 2016 election. Hmm. And so we have to assume that there is a potential for a Democrat to be competitive in both of those seats. And certainly Lizzie Fletcher down in the Houston area has inspired some people. And that's another theme, of course, in this year's election. And that is that the Democrats are nominating more and more women. And the gender gap in voting seems to be growing.
As we come down to our final minute here, any other races that are particularly interesting to you, maybe House races, maybe state races?
Well, you know, it's really interesting, I think, to keep an eye on the attorney general race. Of course, Ken Paxton is a flashpoint candidate because of his legal problems, and keep an eye on several House races statewide. It isn't just the Pete Sessions and John Culberson district. It's also, of course, the Will Hurd district out in far west Texas.
Oh, yeah.
And suburban Austin has a district, the Carter district, that could become competitive. In fact, the Cook Political Report has, I think, five Texas districts held by Republicans currently that are in the possibility of being competitive realm, which is something that has not been true in Texas for a number of years.
It's the sprint to Election Day. We've been talking with Jim Riddlesberger, political science professor from TCU. Professor, thanks so much, and have a great Labor Day.
You too.